Rogers in the 25th Century.
Buck Rogers is on the air, brought to you by the makers of Popsicle, Fudgicle, and Creamsicle, those delicious frozen confections on a stick. And now a message from the famous winner of the Typical American Boy Contest, Popsicle Pete.
Say, kids, can you imagine this? You get wonderful free presents for doing something you want to do anyway. Look, when you eat a swell Popsicle, Fudgicle, or Creamsicle, you save the bags and get your pick of keen gifts. Listen to these. A movie camera, skates, table tennis, sleeping doll, jewelry, hundreds of gifts, and they're wonderful gifts, too. Get yourself a Popsicle gift list. It tells all the things you can get and how many bags you need. And it's got a free coupon on it worth 10 bags. You get it at your ice cream store free.
And take along a nickel and have a swell Popsicle or Fudgicle or Creamsicle on a handy stick. Mmm, are they good? So refreshing. And good for you. Mother knows that. They're made fresh every day by the best ice cream manufacturers in town. And boy, do they last. The biggest nickel's worth anywhere.
Say, don't forget to save the bags for gifts.
Now, let's see. In our last episode, we learned that while Buck and his friends were trying to get on the trail of Killer Kane and Ardela, Kane appeared aboard Black Barney's rocket plane and ordered him to head for the ruins of ancient Philadelphia. But tonight, we'll pick up our story at the Central Spaceport, where Buck and Wilma are waiting in vain for Barney to come in and land. Now, here we go, 500 years into the future.
Oh, gun it, Wilma. I certainly wish Black Barney would hurry up and get here.
I know it, Buck. It was over an hour ago that he radioed Dr. Hewitt that he was on his way in.
Yeah.
I suppose something could have happened to him, do you?
Thinking of that new gyrocosmic relativator aboard his ship?
Uh-huh. Think it may have gone wrong somehow and thrown his ship out of control?
No, he'd have radioed for help.
Hmm.
He's probably just taking his time somewhere out there in space giving that relativator a real tryout.
Dr. Hewitt told him we need that ship in a hurry, though.
Yeah, that's true. And I have a battlecruiser here all ready to have the relativator transferred to it. See it over there?
Oh, I wondered why that ship was out of the hangar. Well equipped for a chase after Kane and Ardela?
Yes, sir. Rocket guns, a long-range disintegrator, one-way energy projector, all sorts of stuff.
Hmm.
Even a gas analyzer that'll let us pick up and follow a rocket trail.
Good. It'll have a gyrocosmic relativator when Barney gets it back here to us.
Say, if necessary, we could start without it.
What?
Sure. Barney must have left a rocket trail when he took off from here.
Yes.
Well, we can follow it up to where he is and board his ship out in space.
Hmm? How?
With a good old collapsible airlock.
Collapsible airlock?
Sure, you remember it. A big flexo-steel tube that... Well, look there. Don't you see it there on the underside of our battlecruiser?
Oh, yes. It's a big tube that connects two ships flying side by side out in space.
Or better still, you can hook the two ships together with the magnetic grapples they all carry.
Uh-huh.
Then the collapsible airlock makes an airtight connection between the two ships.
Oh, I see. We could transfer the gyrocosmic relativator to our cruiser that way.
That's the idea. Wilma, you're so doggone used to all these scientific developments that... You don't even think of them when there's an occasion to use them. But having come from the 20th century, they're all so marvelous to me, I can't help thinking of most of the time. So come on, let's hop into the cruiser, turn on the gas analyzer, and take off.
Well, now listen, Buck.
Come on, all the time we're standing around here, waiting for Barney to come back is wasted. Gives Kane and Ardela just that much more chance to get away from us.
I doubt if they're very far away. No rocket planes have been reported missing, you know.
Except for a little air roadster. The one that was seen leaving the vicinity of Dr. Hewer's laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And with that pair at the controls, even a little roadster is enough to take them well out of reach.
Look, Buck.
Yeah?
Why not try calling Barney by radio before we head out into space after him?
Now, that's a good idea. But come on. Mm-hmm. Aboard the cruiser is as good a place to call him as any.
Okay.
Here you are. Go ahead and climb in.
Right. Shall I turn on the transmitter?
Please. I'll leave this metal door open just in case he should come sailing down while we're trying to contact him.
All set, Buck. Go ahead.
Thanks. Buck Rogers calling Black Barney.
Probably he'll come in now that we've decided to go up after him.
No, that won't make me mad. Calling Black Barney. Buck Rogers calling Black Barney.
Apparently he didn't realize how important it was that he get back here in a hurry.
Calling Black Barney.
Funny, though, that he doesn't answer. I think he might have the receiver aboard that ship turned off.
No reason under the sun why he should. Even then, the automatic signal would work. calling Black Barney.
And, Buck, something must be wrong. He's had plenty of time to get back here, even flying slowly. And if he doesn't answer a radio call, why, something must be wrong, that's all.
I hope you're wrong. Calling Black Barney. I'm afraid you're right, Wilma. Close the metal door, will you, please?
All set, Buck.
Now, take the controls and head us straight up until the gas analyzer picks up the trail of rocket exhaust from Barney's ship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep on trying to call him.
Right. Here we go.
Now, don't be afraid to use plenty of power, Wilma, and swing us around in a wide circle as soon as we get some altitude.
Okay, Buck.
Calling Black Barney. Buck Rogers calling Black Barney. Calling Black Barney.
Calling Black Barney. Buck Rogers calling Black Barney.
Listen here now to me, Caden. You gotta let me answer that radio call.
Shut up, Barney. And don't make any move toward that transmitter.
Please let him answer, Mr. Caden.
Be quiet, Willie.
Buck Rogers calling Black Barney. Well, I guess it's no use, Willie.
But don't you see, Caden? They don't know where I'm at. They might even be thinking I'd run off with their rocket ship. This one.
Which is exactly what you have done.
No, sir. Why, if it wasn't for you, I'd have this ship right back at the center of space.
Don't you see, Barney? You're in trouble, no matter how you look at it. The only wise thing you can do is come along and work with me.
No, sir. There ain't nobody or nothing that can make me do it.
We'll see about that later. Watch your navigation now. We're ready to land.
Okay.
You see that? There are the ruins of ancient Philadelphia just ahead of us.
Hey, that must have been a pretty big city.
Never mind about that. Barney, you see that rocket roadster parked over there to the left?
Yeah.
Well, drop us down right beside it. And land easily so the rocket blast won't scorch up the entire countryside.
Hey, you trying to tell me how I should order to land a rocket ship? Now hang on. I'm going to cut the power.
And coast down from here?
Yeah.
Turn on that power, Barney. We drop this far, we'll crack up.
No, we can coast down from here easy.
Turn on that power, you fool. Turn it on.
Okay. There you are. Just as nice a landing as you could want.
See, Mr. Keene? He told you he could do it.
It's the gyrocosmic relativator. That's what kept us from crashing.
You mean I didn't do a nice landing?
Yes, I can see where that instrument will be of real value to us. All right, Bonnie.
Yeah?
Open the door.
Sure.
Well, if it isn't my old friend Black Barney.
Huh? Adela.
And Willie. Well, what a surprise this is.
Willie, I don't like this. No, sir.
No, sir.
Why, Barney, how can you say
that? Hold it, Adela. We've got work to do.
Okay, what's on your mind, if any?
Did you break into Hera's laboratory as I told you to?
Absolutely.
How about the scientific instrument I told you to bring along?
You mean the...
Don't name it. The point is, did you get it?
Sure. It's right there beside the rocket roadster. That big package there.
Then, Barney.
Yeah?
Go over there and get that package and put it aboard this ship.
Well, no. Listen, Kane.
Go ahead, Barney, and make it fast.
Okay. Oh, you don't need to be tough about it.
Willie.
Yes, sir?
In on the control table of this ship, you'll find some scraps of paper. Get me one of them.
What kind of paper?
Go ahead, get going.
Yes, sir. I'll get it.
Okay, now what?
Oh, where do you want me to put this, Kane?
Inside the ship, I said. On the floor, anywhere.
Okay.
Adela, keep an eye on him to make sure he doesn't try to touch the controls and get away.
Right, Kane.
Here's a piece of paper, Mr. Kane.
Good. Now, hold still so I can write on it on your back. That's it.
Now what, Kane?
Just keep your eye on Barney for a minute until I finish this.
Okay.
There, that'll do it. Now, Willie.
Yes, sir?
Your job is to deliver this note to Captain Buck Rogers in Niagara. You can fly over in that little rocket roadster. And I want you to make time, you understand?
All alone?
You can fly that roadster, can't you?
Sure, I guess so, but
I don't think I know the way to Niagara.
Then find your way.
But how about Mr. Barney?
Never mind about Barney. Get going with that note for Captain Rogers.
Oh, now listen, Mr. King.
Get out of here before
I... All right, I'll go.
Well, that's that. Ardela.
Yeah?
Didn't leave anything of value in that roadster, did you?
Nope. All the weapons I brought along are right here.
Good. Now, let me into that control seat.
Are we taking off?
Just as soon as little Willie gets started back toward Niagara.
Willie? Niagara?
Look through this window, Bonnie, and you'll see that he's about to take off in the air roadster.
But he can't run that ship, Kane. He'll crack up.
He'd better not. He's taking a message to Buck Rogers.
There he goes.
Kane, I tell you, the boy can't fly.
And here we go.
Listen here to me, Kane.
Yes, Kane, I think you were crazy to let Willie try to fly to Niagara like that.
Are you running this little party, or am I?
Oh.
Bonnie.
Yeah?
Watch closely, and I'll show you how to keep from leaving a rocket trail.
What are you going to try to do, Kane?
Cut the power and coast into the place we land.
But we'll smash up.
Use your head, Art Taylor. This ship is equipped with a gyro cosmic relativator.
But you're not going to make our headquarters so close to the place we left Willie, I hope.
Absolutely. Because that's the last place in the world Rogers would expect to find us.
I hope you're right, Kane.
Of course I am. Now, Bonnie, you can unwrap that package there on the floor.
What is it?
The instrument that'll make you more than glad to join forces with our Dale and me.
No, sir. No, sir, there won't nothing ever make me do that. Well, let me see what you got.
Watch that face, Aunt Taylor.
Right.
Kane! No!
Well?
It's a ray. The cycle description ray.
Right, Barney. The psychic restriction ray.
Yes, and I'm afraid that although it won't hurt Barney, that ray will make him perfectly willing to do whatever Kane says.
Say, fellas and girls, there's a raft of wonderful presents just waiting for you to send in those bags from Popsicle, Fudgicle, and Creamsicle. I picked out the presents. Yep, skates, fishing tackle, a candid camera, dolls, bracelets, wallets, and gosh, hundreds of swell things. Get your friends to help you save bags. The more you save, the better presents you get.
And don't forget, a valuable gift bag is wrapped around every single Popsicle, Creamsicle, and Fudgicle. Now make today Fudgicle Day. What a treat. Real creamy chocolate fudge frozen on a handy stick. Only 5 cents for a big one. Full of energy, too. Good for your bones and teeth. Each one is as rich in milk solids as a glass of milk. It's delicious.
Save bags for gifts every day. Don't forget.